January 7th through January 13th. Matthew chapter 1 and Luke chapter 1. Be it unto me according to thy word. Before you read any additional study materials, read and ponder Matthew chapter 1 and Luke chapter 1, and record your spiritual impressions. Let the Spirit guide your preparation. Then explore the ideas in this outline and in Come Follow Me for individuals and families. Invite sharing. Give class members a few minutes to review Matthew 1 or Luke 1 and invite them to share their favorite verse and explain what doctrinal truths they learned. You may find it helpful to briefly review the events in these chapters first to give some context to the verses shared.
Teach the doctrine. Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Luke chapter 1, verses 5 through 80. Heavenly Father works through His faithful children to accomplish His purposes. Class members are more likely to have meaningful experiences while studying the New Testament this year if they can draw lessons from the experiences of the people they read about. To help them do this, you could write the names of the people in Matthew 1 and Luke 1 on the board, along with scripture references about these individuals as follows. Mary, in Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 56, Joseph, in Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25, Elizabeth, in Luke chapter 1, verses 5 through 7, verses 24 through 25, verses 40 through 45, and verses 57 through 60, and Zacharias, in Luke chapter 1, verses 5 through 23, and 59 through 64. Invite class members to pick one person they would like to learn more about, read the listed verses, and share with someone in the class what they learn from that person's experience. What can we do to follow that person's faithful example? To help class members think more deeply about Mary's character and role in the Father's plan, you could show the videos An Angel Foretells Christ's Birth to Mary and Mary and Elizabeth Rejoice Together, from LDS.org, or read together Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38 and 46 through 56, looking for things Mary said that reveal something about her character. What else do we learn about Mary? What can she teach us about accepting God's will for us? Luke chapter 1, verses 5 through 25. God's blessings come in His own time. There may be people in your class who, like Elizabeth and Zacharias, are living righteously and yet have not received a hoped-for blessing. How could you help them learn from the examples of Elizabeth and Zacharias? You could start by asking class members to write down blessings they are hoping for. Then they could search Luke chapter 1, verses 5 through 25, looking for lessons they can learn from Elizabeth and Zacharias about waiting on the Lord. They could also read and ponder the quotations in additional resources. Encourage them to write what they learn next to the hoped-for blessing, and if appropriate, share their thoughts. What other examples of waiting on the Lord's timing can class members share from their own lives or from accounts in the Scriptures? What do we learn from these examples? Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. With God, nothing shall be impossible. Class members may at times wonder, as Mary did, how God's plan for them or promises to them can be fulfilled. To help class members understand that through God's power all things are possible, you could display the picture, the Annunciation, the angel Gabriel appears to Mary, from the Gospel Art Book number 28, and invite them to read together Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. What can we learn about overcoming the seemingly impossible by studying Mary's words and actions? Ask class members to share experiences in which God helped them accomplish something they thought was impossible. For a modern example of saints who, with God's help, accomplished something that seemed impossible, watch the video Sealed Together, The Manaus Temple Caravan, from LDS.org. The Savior's life demonstrated the truth that Gabriel declared, "With God nothing shall be impossible," Luke chapter 1, verse 37. To illustrate this principle, you could ask class members to think of times when the Savior accomplished seemingly impossible things when doing his Father's will. See, for example, John chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. To help class members see how this principle operates in their lives, you could invite them to ponder questions like the following. What difference does it make in your life to know that nothing is impossible with God? How does it change the way you serve in the church? The way you interact with your family? It may also help to compare Luke chapter 1, verse 37 with the Savior's words in Mark chapter 14, verse 36. Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25, Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 55. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. A main purpose of Matthew, Luke, and the other gospel writers was to testify that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. How can you help class members recognize this purpose in the very first chapters they will read in the New Testament? Here is one idea. Divide the class into groups or pairs and give each group a set of verses from Matthew chapter 1 or Luke chapter 1. Invite them to look for events or words that strengthen their faith in the divine mission of Jesus Christ as the Son of God, and share with the class what they find. Some passages that you might suggest include Matthew 1, verses 18 through 25, and Luke 1, verses 26 through 38, verses 39 through 45, and 46 through 55. Suggest to the class that as they study the New Testament this year, they might keep a list of passages that testify that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You could even keep this list as a class. Encourage learning at home. To encourage class members to read Matthew 2 and Luke 2 for the next week's class, you could suggest that if they read the account of the Savior's birth prayerfully, they will gain new insights, even if they've read it many times before.
Additional resources: Matthew chapter 1 and Luke chapter 1. Waiting on the Lord. Elder Neil A. Maxwell taught, quote, "Faith includes trust in God's timing, for he has said, all things must come to pass in their time." End quote. From Lest Ye Be Wearied and Faint in Your Minds, Ensign May 1991. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf taught, quote, "Every one of us is called to wait in our own way. We wait for answers to prayers. We wait for things which, at the time, may appear so right and so good to us that we can't possibly imagine why Heavenly Father would delay the answer. I remember when I was preparing to be trained as a fighter pilot. We spent a great deal of our preliminary military training in physical exercise. We ran and we ran and we ran some more. As I was running, I began to notice something that frankly troubled me. Time and again, I was being passed by men who smoked, drank, and did all manner of things that were contrary to the gospel, and in particular, to the word of wisdom. I remember thinking, wait a minute, aren't I supposed to be able to run and not be weary? But I was weary, and I was overtaken by people who were definitely not following the word of wisdom. I confess it troubled me at the time. I asked myself, was the promise true? Or was it not? The answer didn't come immediately, but eventually I learned that God's promises are not always fulfilled as quickly as or in the way we might hope. They come according to His timing and in His ways. Years later, I could see clear evidence of the temporal blessings that come to those who obey the word of wisdom, in addition to the spiritual blessings that come immediately from obedience to any of God's laws. End quote. From Continue in Patience, Ensign Orleahona, May 2010. Improving our teaching. Encourage class members to study the scriptures at home. One way to encourage scripture study at home is to provide time for class members to share discoveries and insights from their personal and family study. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 29.